This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Ray.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
True. Now, as you can tell, Dean is sounding a little different this morning. He's locked down in a different Joy bunker. He's not locked down, though. He's a free man. But
I am. I'm in a regional Joy bunker. I reckon we should play a bit of a game with our listeners, Rach, and be like, where is Dean?
Where is Dean? All right. 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Can you guess where Dean is? The first clue that Dean just gave, regional bunker.
I'm in a regional bunker. I'm not locked down, but it is absolutely beautiful looking out the window from what I can see, even though it's very dark.
Okay.
It's early in the morning.
Dark and beautiful regional bunker. Let us know if you can guess where Dean is this morning. Now, Dean, you've had quite the weekend. You have been gallivanting around the countryside.
I absolutely have. You know what? I had an amazing weekend because I was in Gippsland for the Gippsland Pride Gala. Letting you all know, I'm not in Gippsland right now. So that's the fun part of your little clue there. Yeah, the Gippsland Pride Initiative, we've chatted to Caitlin from there earlier on the show, which is absolutely fantastic. And they do an amazing event once a year, which is a huge gala that also has a roller derby pride cup during the day. And I was one of the hosts last year and they got me back again, and it was absolutely amazing to be a part of.
How fun. What happens at the roller derby pride cup other than, you know, obviously a bit of roller skating?
Can I tell you, there is no other sport like roller derby, Rach. I absolutely love roller derby. Couldn't tell you how it works. Couldn't understand what's going on. Have you ever seen any roller derby?
Yeah. Was there any broken bones?
No broken bones. But what was fantastic is there was the Gippsland Rangers roller derby crew that were also playing against the Evergender Story, which is fantastic, which is a group of trans and gender diverse roller derby players from all around Australia, just coming together and having an absolute blast, going head to head against each other to win the Pride Cup for the roller derby, which Evergender Story did, which was absolutely fantastic. Yay for them.
Congratulations, team.
Shoved some glitter on my face and just kept on rolling, because then we had the Gippsland Pride Gala.
Yes. Well, Dean, we've already gotten a message through. Someone is guessing, where in the world is Dino San Diego? Can confirm Dean is not in San Diego, but where in Victoria, regional Victoria, is Dean?
My mum has sent a message through asking, can I guess? Mum, you're a listener to Joy Breakfast, so you absolutely can. Let us know. You know what? Yeah, I'm not in Gippsland. But Gippsland, do you know how huge Gippsland is, right?
Yeah, exactly. You could have been in any suburb of Gippsland, but now you're saying you're not in any suburb of Gippsland.
I'm not. Now, Gippsland is like six shires that is bigger than Melbourne.
Yeah. Huge.
It's massive.
Huge.
Absolutely huge. So their gala was pretty awesome with over 450 people. And when they had to bus people in. And when I'm saying busing, some people came, they were all glammed up, but they were on a bus for 2 hours to be able to get here to come part of it. And they're coming from another part of Gippsland, which I reckon would have been a pretty fun bus to return home to.
Goodness gracious. Poor bus driver, though. We got a message in from Andy saying, my guess for Dean's regional bunker hideout would be the Fantabulous Castlemaine.
I love Castlemaine. Castlemaine's, and good on you for pronouncing it properly, because I always say Castlemaine, which the locals do not like. I butcher the word a little bit, but Castlemaine is absolutely stunning. I went through there on the way to chill out this year, which was great. I'm very curious for everyone's responses.
Yes.
It's very interesting to see.
My partner is one of those broken Victorians who says castle for, like, I'm from Newcastle, and she's like, Newcastle, and I'm like, it's not a castle.
Newcastle sounds so wrong. It sounds
like,
so
does
American.
The Queen live in a castle? Like, no, she lives in a castle.
I guess there's another queen now, isn't there?
Well, exactly. Queen
it's
Charles.
King's birthday coming up as well. Queen Charles. Oh, let's make that go viral, right?
Well, we're going to hear a bit more about the Gippsland Pride Festival and Gala Night coming up right after this. This is Jessie Ware's Pearls.
And remember, let us know, where am I? Where in the world is Gina Curie? I'm somewhere in regional Victoria. Let us know.
0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Joy.
You need to leave the house by 7:30. Get on the road.
Oh, you've got to get started. I know it's not easy on a Monday morning, is it? Hit the road, Jack.
Exactly right. Now, we have been called out hard, Dean. Triana has messaged us through, and it says, regarding Victoria's Castlemaine, I promise you it rhymes with hassle pain, not parcel pain, and the locals will tell you if you say it wrong. So it is Castlemaine.
It's Castlemaine.
Yes, but Newcastle is definitely castle, and the king lives in a castle, but we'll let the Victorians have the castle.
Oh, look, we can always rely on Triana to keep us in line, can't we, each and every morning?
Now, Dean, we have some more guesses through about the bunker that you're in.
My mum has messaged in saying she feels like she's cheating if she says, because she knows where I am. And, Mum, I love that my mum has not perfected how to lie in all these years.
Bless her. Well,
so what have we got? Where do people think?
Wayne thinks that you might be in the Mallacoota bunker in Victoria, which is in fact a real bunker. It is the Bass Strait shipping lane was a strategic location for enemy forces to disrupt defence activity and launch attacks on Australia's vast and vulnerable coastline. Blah 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 blah. And
well,
they even have a podcast or a series from way back in black and white days called Secrets from the Mallacoota Bunker.
They do. Well, you know what? I mean, if anyone's going to protect Australia, who else would you want but, you know, the Joy Breakfast crew keeping us out loud and proud? Look, Wayne, I'm not because I don't know what kind of – I can barely, like, do the Mother's Day classic run, so I don't know what you think I'm going to do to be able to protect Australia from the ongoing forces.
Yes. Yes, well, thankfully we don't need to rely on you to protect us from
I'll keep you entertained. The enemy. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll keep the troops entertained, Rach, no problem.
Exactly. But, you know, you'll do the song and dance. Now, Dean, you have spent most of the weekend, though, in Gippsland for the Gippsland Pride Gala.
Yes, I have.
Now, you were hosting with the beautiful Freddie Merkin. And then you had some amazing entertainment there as well. So apparently you and Freddie weren't enough entertainment by yourselves.
Well, when Gippsland say a gala, Rach, when they say a gala, they mean a gala. So Freddie and I were hosting, and I was dressed as the fabulously fairy singing sensation Frock Hudson. So we were hosting the night, which meant fun shows and dancing with everyone. But they had two amazing performers. The Queen Experience, which is a cover, like, I don't think cover band does justice, of Queen with an amazing performer as Freddie Mercury. They were amazing. They sounded fantastic. They looked superb. They kept everyone rocking, but not just that.
Naturally, I just thought drag queen being the queen experience.
No, I mean like amazing performers. And they also had Joanne, you know, Jackie.
Yeah, Joanne. I know Joanne personally.
Yeah, Joanne rocked. So Joanne came and performed as well. And Joanne rounded out the night. And if you haven't seen Joanne perform, like, it's amazing. Joanne sounds exactly like the CD all the way years ago. A powerhouse performer. Absolutely loved it.
How awesome is that? Did everyone get on the dance floor and boogie?
Everybody. The dancing was absolutely amazing. It was the best energy. In fact, what I did do, I grabbed a few Vox Pops from the night. I asked some people what they thought of the night, because it's one thing for us to talk about our experiences, but we should really get it from the mouths of the people from our regional communities, yeah?
Absolutely. We are going to have a listen to that right after this. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
And we are talking regional because I am in regional Victoria while Rach is in the Joy Breakfast studios, having an absolutely amazing time together with all of you listening. But also, this weekend, I went to Gippsland for the Gippsland Pride Gala. It was absolutely amazing, and I've grabbed some little Vox Pops from everybody to come on over and share with all of you, because it was an amazing special time. So why don't we hit it, Rach?
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
I'm here with the fabulous Freddie Merkin. Now, Freddie, this was your very first Gippsland Pride Gala. What was it like for you?
It was absolutely indescribable. It's an event that if you are even considering attending in future years, you must. You can't even describe the kind of joy, the love, the camaraderie, the support, the acceptance. I could go on, and I probably will, but it was really, really just something that every single person should experience. We were such a big family, and wow, what a night. Just wow.
Was there an entertainment highlight for you? Because there was someone wearing a similar outfit to you.
Oh my gosh, I met the Queen Experience, and honestly, Freddie, who is the lead singer, John Bolt is his name, was just heaven and got me up on stage at the end for a little bow. So yeah, a bit of a highlight moment. I mean, apart from working with you, Brock.
I love the music. I love the stuff around it.
I think for me, I needed to fill my cup and be around queer community again. I probably felt a bit disconnected and needing that just euphoria being with community. And that is everything I get out of Gala every year.
You had a very interesting wording on your outfit at the gala. What did you have?
I did. I had on the back of my big thigh-high boots, drag saves lives.
Now that was really lovely. What was your message that you had on your jacket last year at the gala?
Last year I had protect trans kids.
Now you were looking glamorous and fabulous. Why was it important to share that message and update it?
It became a thing last year, and then I thought what's important this year? Things are important, but I wanted to, get people to get the message that this is important. Gala, drag, coming together, all important.
What was your favourite part of the night, do you reckon?
Oh, so many things. You and Freddie and Brock emceeing was amazing. It was just great to be around community, and celebrate.
Had an absolute time. It was great, it was fabulous, and couldn't be any more than what we wanted it to be.
What was one of the highlights of the night for you?
The highlight for me was, Joanne can really whack out her shoes still. It was amazing to see her last night. I really got on with that one, that was great.
It was fantastic. Just watching everybody look so damn happy and feeling so comfortable and just being themselves.
Last night was pretty awesome.
Just a touch.
What was the highlight for you?
I think the highlight was at 6:30 before the even speeches started, when 100 people were on the dance floor. I thought, yeah, this is going to be a really good night. Like, you could feel immediately everyone was so hungry to be together that they couldn't even wait for the speeches to be over to dance. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And about 400 people doing the Nutbush, I think that was pretty amazing.
Wasn't that crazy? We were like, this will be fun. And then we're just like, oh my God.
That was the shit. Like, that was just insane. And watching it, I couldn't actually get myself on the dance floor to join them. Queen, I just think we knew that they would be just next level professionals. Unbelievable. Joanna Combs, such a good sport. And who sounds like they're seated? Like, but you and Freddie just held that evening together like the seams. It was so easy to just relax and feel good. It was a piece of art. It was amazing.
Oh, that sounded like such a fun night, Dean.
It was absolutely amazing. That was highlights from the Gippsland Pride Gala, which happened this weekend. It was absolutely fantastic. Joanne rocked it. The Queen Experience rocked it. Freddie Merkin and Frock Hudson were hosting. And when we decided to do the Nutbush, we thought we'd maybe get 100 people up. The whole room trying to squeeze onto that dance floor during the Nutbush.
Heck yeah.
Was so special, but there was something else a little special about it as well. Now, I know many people in the community were a little disappointed last week when we heard the news that the Youth Pride Ball that was happening in Wangaratta had to be postponed. We're seeing a lot of this happening and we don't like it and we're not happy with it. Now, the crew in Wangaratta had been working so hard to make this happen and to make it a success for all the wonderful young people. So they were pretty disappointed. So we all worked together, Gippsland Pride, myself and them, to create a live stream of Gippsland Pride so that all the young people and ticket holders could enjoy the start of the night with all of us. So they could do the Nutbush from their home and have their own little pride parties until they can get their youth ball back up and together to be able to celebrate with pride.
Well, that's good that they were able to join you, but I'm even more glad that they will be having the event at some point still. It's so important that they have their opportunity to get together in person too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? That's the thing here. I mean, there's a silver lining to every situation. It's not ideal when things like this are occurring, but when I see community come together to be able to do things for everyone, to see them elevated and celebrated, it just lifts me.
Yes. Well, Dean, we are having fun and games alongside of you this morning, trying to guess where in the world is Dean or Dean San Diego, like mm-hmm. the Carmen San Diego back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now, Grant has messaged through saying, I have no idea, so I'm just going to look up some funny place names in Victoria, and some Perfect. Of these hit hard. So are you in Sausage Gully?
No, that's not a real name, Shirley.
It is, and it's on the Great Ocean Road.
Is it really? Okay, well, I think we need to drive there because I want to snag.
Are you in Tittybong?
No, you're making these words up, surely.
Well, it's on the way to Swan Hill, dolls.
Oh, there you go. Grant's keeping us in the loop.
What about Mount Bugger?
Well, I would love to go there. I'm not going to lie. That sounds like a great place to visit.
It's in the Victorian Alps. Mm-hmm. Now, look, Wayne's doing us all a favour and actually getting some history lessons for us, because there's also the Echuca Bunkers. Are you in the Echuca Bunkers?
I'm not in the Echuca Bunkers. Echuca, I would love to visit, though, because I hear it's fabulous.
Well, okay. The Echuca Bunkers were used during World War II, so, you know, not there either.
I love that Wayne's a fountain of information for us. Like, we don't need Wikipedia when we've got Waynepedia.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.